Dark Air with Terry Carnation. Episode 4, Mule Be Sorry.
Pinelit Audiobooks presents Dark Air with Terry Carnation. Written by Terry Carnation. Narrated by Terry Carnation. Chapter 4. Mule Be Sorry. Pun. Pain is merely a sensation recorded in the cerebral cortex. It doesn't actually exist. It is only a sensation. This allows me to detach from pain, makes me immune to it. I have giggled through many a root canal. In fact, there's a book I've written half of, and it lives in a shoebox in my bathroom closet, entitled Pain is Just a Pain in the Ass, by Terry Carnation. Well, this is one reason why I've always found therapy to be a bit, well, redundant.
Terry? Okay, Terry, that's it. Let it go. Good. Good. Here's a Kleenex. Here.
No, I don't need it. I'm okay.
No, there's snot. A string of mucus hanging down. Mm-hmm. Yes, right there. It's getting on the leather of the... If you... Okay. Good. You got it. You got it. You can feel good about that.
Here, take it.
Oh, okay. Thanks. I guess I'll just throw this bad boy in the trash.
Okay. Apologies, I just... Sometimes the grief overwhelms me. But, you know, when I think about it, I can still stand proud, because throughout this entire process, since the loss of my dear wife, Zelon, I have... Well, this particular crying jag aside, I have always managed to keep my dignity intact.
Really? Dignity intact? So there were no major problems during those lost years?
Lost years? They weren't lost years, no. No, it was smooth sailing all the way.
All right, I don't want to trigger you, and I appreciate your expression of grief, but according to the psych report from Washburn Pines, you had gone temporarily deaf from extreme OxyContin abuse.
Incorrect. My hearing loss was from the myriad Goo Goo Dolls concerts I attended in the mid to late 90s. I followed them on tour for several summers. I was a goopy.
I see. And it also says here that you had taken ayahuasca at a ceremony in Peru and had gotten yourself lost in the Amazonian jungle.
Lost? Lost is a strong word. No. If anything, my friend, I was found. And now I see. I was having an extended, clothing optional, vision quest.
And it says you were found by the Peruvian military, raving and ranting about having no skin while in a cave, eating...
Bats. Yes, I know. I know what the report says. I was eating bats. I worked my way through a pile of dead bats high up in the Andes Mountains. Listen, living in the tropical wilds, searching for meaning, for a sign, it gives you quite an appetite. And, well, viral load aside, bat meat is surprisingly...
And then the following month in Bakersfield, you were arrested with 23 stolen airbags from a man...
Is our time up? I feel like our time is up.
We still have 11 minutes.
And I'm so sorry. That's all the time we have for this week.
That's what I'm supposed to say. And
so next week then? Same time? Oh, you know what? I'm just remembering I can't make next week. I am going to do a live Dark Air from the Mule Days celebration in Bishop, California.
Oh, why are you going there?
Well, Doctor, a very interesting series of mysterious clues has led me to believe that the mule is the most neglected and misunderstood of all of God's creatures. So I have decided to devote my life to their rescue and rehabilitation. Goodbye, Dr. Kesden. I'll see you in 2 weeks.
We still really have plenty of time to discuss your...
Adios!
...forthcoming slip back into certain insanity.
Yes, it's true. Plenty of rumors swirled around about my lost years. They were no more lost than was my sense of smell, which is uncanny in its specificity, by the way. Blindfolded, I can smell the difference between a cocktail onion and a leek at a distance of 2 yards. Puts me in the 99th percentile. I've been told I could have had a lucrative career as a truffle sniffer in the Pyrenees. Be that as it may, the lost years. Where was I? What was I doing? I'll leave that for another chapter. As for the airbags, I was approached by two men who claimed to be from the CIA and who needed the help of an operative to obtain pertinent classified information from the automobiles of certain double agents. I was simply trying to do my duty for the government and my country. And the airbags themselves, you might ask? There's a simple explanation. We would sell them for drugs. Turns out the two men had nothing to do with the CIA. They just wanted the drugs. And isn't that what we're all after, really? The drugs. Although, perhaps my greatest high is walking through the doors of the greatest radio station on Earth.
KSB. Kinda spectacular broadcasting. Don't touch that dial. Dr. Lizzie will be right back.
Oh, hey, Terry.
Good evening, receptionist.
Lauren.
Good evening, receptionist Lauren.
No, it just... Never mind. Al wanted to talk to you, by the way. He's in his office.
And I him. Apace.
What?
Bienvenido. Oh, hey, Terry. Is that a new mock you got going? Loving the hair also.
Thanks, Al. Want to know my secret? I brush it 100 times before sleep and rarely, if ever, wash it. A lot of people don't know this, but hair, it kind of washes itself.
I bet it does. Say, Terry, I had some ideas about...
Mules!
I'm sorry?
Mules.
Are you saying mules?
Mules!
I'm sorry, I thought you just said mules.
Mules, 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 mules.
Like the drink.
No, not... I've got a great way to spice up the show and bring in an entirely new demographic. Mules, Al, mules.
The shoes.
No. The horse-donkey hybrid. That has captivated America since the days of the gold rush. I've got me a mule and his name is Al. 15 miles down the Erie Canal.
I wish I was following you, Terry, but I'm completely lost. You want to bring horses into the station? Because we can't have that. I mean, we're running a proper business here.
Al. There are over 11 million mule and donkey owners in the United States today. And where do they congregate? Where do they celebrate their fanatical equine enthusiasm? Mule Days! Mule Days of Bishop, California. It's just a few hours north of Los Angeles. I want to do a live show from the Mule Days celebration.
Terry, I really do appreciate our back and forth, and I appreciate your creative input. You bring a lot...
Mule chomp!
Terry, I've had a very long day, and horse days, donkey dicks, I really don't give a crap what you do, as long as it doesn't cost KSB any money. You hear me? So if it's in Bishop or in fucking Rancho Cucamonga, I don't give a shit. Just less Depends ads... More Instagram.
Terry, good news. I got you a spot as a judge at the Mule Days Mule Competition. It's going to be you and comedian and roastmaster Bert Sisko. He's going to be roasting the mules. Oh, no, not literally, because that would be gross and illegal. No, he's going to be mocking them to their face in order to make them feel bad about themselves. However, you will be required to examine their teeth and their testicles as part of the competition.
That's a fun gig.
Absolutely not, Jeet. No. I will not touch a mule's balls for any price known to man.
Yeah, no, okay. Yeah, I understand. I will let them know. Just so you are aware, they were going to be offering you $750 plus travel and per diem, but...
I'll do it. Hell, I'll shave a mule's balls for $750. Sign me up.
Welcome to the Bishop, California Mule Day celebration. Please meet our celebrity judges. From his many comedy specials and celebrity roasts, Bart Sisko.
Thank you so much, everybody. What a pleasure to be here. And by pleasure, I'm mispronouncing nightmare. Come on, I'm kidding around. This is a shit gig for me. And I'm not kidding around. This is literally, there are piles of shit not that far from this stage. It's a mule farm or something. I have no idea why I agreed to this. other than the fact that I need the money and my life is going to hell. I'm going through a divorce, everybody. My wife, Carla, is leaving me. Come on, we're all here to have a good time, right? It's Mule Fest. This is fantastic. They're getting better by the second. Why? Just had a delicious bite of a Bishop burger. Mm-mm, good.
You suck.
And from the office and Hot Wives of Orlando, Angela Kinsey.
Oh my gosh. Wow, this is my first donkey show. And they live up to all the hype. Don't be inappropriate. That's what Angela Martin would say. All right, so many mules.
And finally, everyone's favorite late night AM radio host, the grand poobah of the paranormal, Terry Carnation.
Felicitations to you all. I will be judging all of you today. Sorry, I've never done this before. I'll try and be more clear. I was distracted by the huge genitalia on the mule that just walked by. I'll tell you what that fella could use. A pair of me-undies. If it's humanly possible to make a pair in his ginormous size. Now, first-time purchasers of MeUndies get 15% off and free shipping, and if you're not satisfied for any reason, they'll refund or exchange it. No questions asked. And I'm not just talking about MeUndies because they're a sponsor of the show. I am not simply a shill. I am a wearer. I am wearing MeUndies right now, and their micromodal fabric is keeping my genitalia cool and sweat-free in the Bishop heat. Although my genitalia pales in comparison to that mule's massive, engorged...
Stop saying genitalia!
Fine. Sorry. I won't say genitalia anymore. Now, reminder, to get 15% off your first order and free shipping, go to MeUndies.com/dark. That's MeUndies.com/dark. And here is to mules of all sizes.
Who is this freak?
Thank you.
Put your hoofs together for our celebrity judges. After a quick break, we'll get right to the show. The first aid tent is going on lunch. They will be back at 2:30, so please use caution.
Terry, couple of things. We'll record our on-location version of Dark Hair right after the donkey show. And Terry, please, remember why we're here, okay? I'm certain we heard mule sounds on that recording of your dead wife's voice. We have to keep our eye on the prize. Your wife could be here. Oh, and here's one of the fair's world-famous Bishop Burgers. I almost ate it on the way over here, but I did not. I restrained myself. You can just tell it's made with love.
Oh, yes, they do indeed. Let me... Oh, thank you. Mm.
And amazing news. I got you the best guest in all of Bishop for the show, Edna Schulteis, self-published local author of 27 books about tall tales, ghost stories, and paranormal oddities in and around Inyo County. Also, I need to tell you something really important. Look directly behind me, 2 o'clock.
What?
More like 2:18.
Look, I see a host of local yokels.
That man, the one with the long beard, the one staring at you intently.
One who looks like a rejected roadie from ZZ Top?
Ever since we got here, he's been following us, staring daggers at you, and I think there was blood on his apron, Terry. He could be the link. Plus, he looks just like a kidnapper.
Jeet, settle down. Having a beard does not make him look like a kidnapper. That's racist. I'm sure he's just a local fan. So maybe I'll just go up to him and speak to him for a bit.
No, Terry. He's a psychopath. I just know it.
Oh, nonsense. I am going to shake his hand the old-fashioned way. The Mule Days way. The Carnation way. Let's go here. Excuse me. Coming through. Oh, hello, hello. Thank you. Yes. Excuse me. Excuse me. Coming through. Excuse me.
Terry. Terry. He ran away.
What?
Did you see that? He's hiding something. I just know it. He bolted like a mongoose.
Well, understandable. My celebrity can be intimidating to the commoner.
The mechanical bull is unfortunately missing a spring, so please use the mechanical bull at your own risk. Judges to the stage, please.
So take a look at this little Jenny, right? That's what you call a female mule, right? Hey, here's a fun fact. I once dated a Jenny with even worse teeth than this one. The mule's got bad teeth, and the lady didn't brush all that often. Boy, oh boy, I'll tell you what. I'll tell you, you had beautiful teeth, Carla. Whenever she would smile, oh, not that I've seen that smile in a long time. In fact, I can't remember the last time I saw that woman smile. My wife's leaving me. Have I brought that up yet?
Yes.
Wasn't sure if I had. But listen, I'm thrilled to be here, you guys. In fact, you're a terrific audience. If I could, I'd bring you all back with me. If there was room in the hatchback, I'd pack all 342 of you into it. I'm living in my car, folks. That's what I'm trying to say. I don't even have an apartment. I park in front of the Jiffy Lube, and I pretend like I'm waiting to get an oil change. And sometimes I'll go, "You can't park here, sir." I go, "I'm waiting for an oil." Why would she leave me? Oh, Christ, I'm going to kill myself.
Bart Sisko. After a quick break, the grand poobah of the paranormal, Terry Carnation.
We'll be right back after this word from our sponsor.
Will the owner of the red Ford Fiesta with the dark blue hatchback please report to guest services? There is a goat eating your upholstery.
Ladies and gentlemen of Dark Air, Carnation Nation, you know how much I value the therapy. And if I have learned anything from my therapist, Dr. Norman Kesden, it is, well, that he is a terrible therapist. So when I went to Talkspace, that's when I discovered what therapy was all about. When you put your mental and emotional health first, especially in these uncertain times, it has a positive trickle-down effect and it makes everything in your life better. I wholeheartedly recommend Talkspace for therapy. You can sign up online and start therapy the same day. It's the number one online therapy platform. And if you know me, you know I'm a bit of a skinflint. It is affordable. And your therapists are available to you 24/7. Now, as a listener of Dark Air, you'll get $100 off your first month with Talkspace. To match with a licensed therapist today, go to Talkspace.com. Make sure to use the code DARK to get $100 off your first month and show your support for the show. That's Talkspace.com. Enter the code DARK. Tell them the incompetence of Dr. Norman Kesden sent you. That is all.
You're listening to Dark Air with Terry Carnation.
You're on the Dark Air with me, Terry Carnation, and my special guest host,
Edna Schultheis.
It is such an honor to have you on the show, Edna, being an authority on the Chupacabra. We get so many calls about the Chupacabra, and your theory really holds water, that the original Chupacabra comes from these nearby Sierra Madres?
Yes, yes, of course. In my 11th book, Chupacabra of the Sequoias by Edna Schultheis, published in 1989, I detail how it was the prospectors who sighted the strange carnivorous creature, and word then spread through Texas and really took hold in Puerto Rico.
I am here with Edna Schultheis. Let's go to the phones. Wait a second. Yes? Okay. Really? Okay. Sorry. I need to make an announcement on behalf of the fair, so I'll also turn on this microphone here. Apparently a mistake was made. Stubbo has won best coat. I repeat, Stubbo has won best coat. Stucco had been mistakenly announced and has been disqualified, so congratulations are in order for Stubbo. Now to the phones. Oh, and looks like we've got Marguerite on the line. Marguerite, welcome to this special Mule Days episode of Dark Air. I'm here with Edna Schultheis.
Marguerite, where are you calling from?
Well, actually, you might ask me when I'm calling from, or from whence am I calling?
Depending on your syntax, that's exactly right. Marguerite is a
He's a time traveler, a frequent caller to the show. Marguerite, where are you calling from? Or, sorry, when are you... From whence are you calling this week?
Oh, by the way, happy Mule Days.
Thank you.
So it took me a while to get my bearings, as it always does when I leap. And I saw these chaps in funny clothing.
Hmm.
And I thought maybe I was at a play.
Were they wearing chaps, or are you just referring to them as
no,
chaps?
No, like mm-hmm. gentlemen, like dandies almost.
Hmm. Okay, tops. Excellent. Mm-hmm.
And I realize that I am at none other than the Constitutional Convention.
No.
Yes, very exciting. And I snuck, you know, no women allowed, of course. So, you know, I put on a wig and some pantaloons. But I got to tell you, this is nothing like I expected.
It's nothing like what you were taught in the history class.
Well, it's a little what I was like what I was taught in the history class, but here's what got me. None of these men, and I'm talking none of them, are black.
Hmm.
Or even Hispanic. They are not singing. They are not talking in rhyme.
Hmm.
It's like Hamilton was a complete lie.
Hmm. This is interesting. So Alexander Hamilton, white, everyone else white, white, white.
White no, as the day is long.
Not a lot of singing, not a lot of dancing.
No, and they don't look like they even have rhythm. You know what I mean? Like, mm-hmm. they look like really uptight dudes.
Well, Marguerite, I'm actually not a musical theater fan, but I do understand that there's a little license involved.
Apparently.
Marguerite, and forgive me for asking this, and I don't mean to be a skeptic in any way, but how are you transmitting to Dark Air from the 1770s.
Well, I mean, I brought my phone with me. Who goes anywhere without their phone?
Right, right. But cell towers. Anyway.
Yeah, I don't know. It's all. Yeah.
So, what is your purpose? What are you going to focus on, Marguerite, during your stay here?
Well, I was thinking that I might practice a little sabotage.
Hmm.
And might write women into the Constitution. What do you think about that?
Hmm.
And I
hmm.
guess black people while I'm at it. I guess, I mean, might as well, right?
Hmm.
Take a big old, one of those big old feathered pens and just strike out some stuff.
Marguerite, what's happening now? What's happening now? I'm hearing some distortion on the line,
God.
Some static.
Yeah.
What are you doing there?
I think they've discovered me. I think they've discovered me. Oh, my God. Oh, shit.
Are you a lady?
I'm not a lady. I am one of you pasty fop gentlemen of the 18th century, how dare you?
Hey, sir, man.
Marguerite? Are you... and we've lost her. Oh, that's terrible. And you're listening to a very special Mule Days Dark Air with Edna Schulteis and yours truly, Terry Carnation. Caller, you're on.
Hey, what's up? My name's Bucky Schultz. Sorry, this is freaking crazy. Talking to you is crazy.
Oh, well, welcome to the show, Bucky. Are you a fan? Long-time listener?
Well, not really. My dad was. My dad was a huge fan before you, like, freaked out.
Hmm.
Yeah, he's listened all the time. You were actually the one that inspired him to pretty much leave the family and just go off as a ghost hunter.
Huh, that sounds great. I wish him the best. I wish him the very best.
Yeah.
I hope he's listening right now.
Yeah, I miss him so much, but I'm super happy for him because I know he was passionate about it.
And that's it. It's really following your dreams. And listeners, I hope you'll all listen and just be inspired by Bucky's dad, who needed to follow his dream and to push through any obstacle that was standing in the way of doing what he truly loved. So, what's his name?
Bucky Sr.
Bucky Sr., wishing you the very best out there in your ghost hunting exploits and to living the dream. Bucky Sr.
And if you're listening and you want to call the house and say hi, that would be awesome too.
Right, sure. So, Junior, what do you have for us?
Well, so I've tried a lot of things to like get in touch with my dad, and I've just been really, really struggling with it. And so a couple years ago, I just decided like, well, what's the best way to like meet somebody in a profession, and it's to get into that profession. And so I've been trying to like get together sort of like an amateur ghost hunter little shindig over just being me.
Hmm.
But I'm just bumping into like a lot of obstacles, and so I was just coming in to get some guidance.
Would this be for like on one of those YouTube channels?
Well, For now, no. For now, I've just been kind of going door to door in my neighborhood. I live in San Anselmo in the Bay Area, and I have not been getting bite.
Mm-hmm.
People are pretty much just like, leave us alone.
Perhaps you can do something to bring the ghosts to you, Bucky Jr.
Oh.
Have you ever thought about bringing in someone for a seance or some kind of rite or ritual, something involving a pentagram or goat's blood or a satanic ritual and so forth to kind of bring the ghosts to... What was your neighborhood?
San Anselmo.
To San Anselmo? Mm-hmm.
Also, Bucky, have you ever had a colonic? A high colonic? It's a flushing of the intestines. It's a...
Does that help bring ghosts?
Actually, it might make you more attractive to other people.
I hope this is okay to ask, but, like, what about me makes you think that I need to, like, flush out my butt?
No, I'm... It is not personal. I can't see you. I mean, this is just a call, but it really helped me. And,
Wait a second here, Bucky. Your father, his name wasn't by any chance Charles Bucky Donaldson Sr.?
Yeah, that's my dad.
Oh, he was with Ghost Expediters of Chicago and lived for a while in Manitoba. Oh, that's fantastic, of course. Well, he passed away 4 years ago. I'm so sorry, I didn't put two and two together. I should have led with that, apologies. Listen, we wish you the very best. Thank you so much.
Oh, shit, I've wasted half my 20s.
And you can waste some of that shit with a colonic and,
release the waste.
Why are you guys pushing colonics on me so hard? My freaking dad's dead. Oh, man.
Yes, well, perhaps this seance you can summon the ghost of your father. Now that would be a very special episode of Dark Air. Thanks for your call.
Oh,
that was a nice call. Oh, Bucky Sr., what a guy. Oh, we had some good times together before he died. First time I ever did Jello shots was with Bucky Sr. And speaking of parents, folks, if there's ever been a year to make the moms in your life feel loved and appreciated on Mother's Day, it's this one. It's been a rough year, let's face it, and I know for me personally, I've been able to bond with my Aunt Mary Lou on a weekly basis. In fact, she's a frequent caller to the show, Dark Air. You've probably heard many of her calls, which border on the inappropriate, with all kinds of kind of cuckoo ideas about Floridization. But nonetheless, I am honoring my Aunt Mary Lou with a heartfelt, sentimental gift the whole family can cherish together forever, StoryWorth. I highly recommend this. It's an online service that helps your mom, grandmother, mother-in-law, every mother figure in your life, share stories and thought-provoking questions about their memories. Every week, StoryWorth emails your mom a different story prompt. Questions you've never thought to ask, like, what's some of the best advice your mother ever gave you? StoryWorth has helped numerous families learn about each other in profound, special, meaningful ways. After 1 year, StoryWorth will combine all the mom stories, including photos, into a beautiful keepsake book that is shipped for free. So give your mom the most meaningful gift this Mother's Day with StoryWorth. Get started right away with no shipping required by going to storyworth.com/dark. You'll get $10 off your first purchase. That's storyworth.com/dark for $10 off. Now back to the mules. Okay, we're here with a very special Mule Days, Dark Air. I'm here with Edna Schulteis, author of Inyo County, Inyo Face County, Bishop, California. You're welcome, Edna. And who's on the line?
Hi, this is Vera.
Hi, Vera. Welcome to Dark Air. What can we help you with?
I'm calling because it's kind of crazy, but I'm pretty sure that there's a ghost in my house. Some kind of otherworldly being.
It doesn't sound crazy to me. Or to Terry.
Okay.
It's a spectrally safe zone. So please.
I feel the energy.
Vera.
Thank you.
Tell us about this haunting, this apparition.
Well, I haven't quite seen it, but there's evidence. My clothes have... I think that the ghost is taking in my clothes because they've been getting tighter. And... I've noticed that I'm experiencing some hair loss. I think that they're putting maybe some Nair in my shampoo, and perhaps even adding more sweeteners to my foods. And Maybe even replacing my sunscreen or something, because I'm getting a lot of sunspots. And
do you feel more hungry?
I do. I've been eating a lot. You know, not just the dark chocolate that I let myself have once a week. I've been hungry, I've been eating, and I just don't really understand.
You could be suffering from spectral bloating. It is a very real phenomenon.
Very real.
Yeah, I haven't been feeling very well at all, and I feel like my husband is picking up on it. Like, he's become less attracted to me, and I think that this ghost might...
That could be a part of the haunting, indeed.
Yeah.
Do you have any sage in your house?
I do. I have white sage. Yeah.
Oh, okay. Get rid of it. Yeah. Sage is such a myth. It's a myth. It's fine
it
in foods and to grow as a plant, but it's yeah. It's
sage
just...
actually attracts specters.
No. Don't tell me that.
Have you ever tried a sage in a pumpkin ravioli? That makes it's a delicious with a cream sauce.
Well, I don't normally let myself have that, but maybe I would.
It's not going to help get rid of the entity, but it is delicious.
Well, listen, Vera, let's cut to the chase. This is a very real haunting. This would require a very serious exorcism.
Okay.
And I hope that you take this very seriously.
Yeah, because, you know, I look in the mirror and I see it sometimes, and it looks like my mother. And I don't want it to go further, if you know what I mean.
One foot in front of the other. Good luck.
Thank you. Thank you both so much.
And this is Dark Air. Oh, I love the calls about the spectral world, raising the dead. But what about the physical world when things aren't raising? Gentlemen, you know what I'm talking about. What are you waiting for? Let's take care of it. Go to GetRoman.com/Terry right now. Now, let's have a conversation about erectile dysfunction. And I'm not referring to that mule that just walked by. Is that the same one? Goodness, hung like a Roman. With Roman, you can get a free online evaluation and ongoing care for ED, which stands for erectile dysfunction, all from the comfort and privacy of your home. The whole process is straightforward and discreet. Getting started is simple. Go to GetRoman.com/Terry and complete an online visit. A U.S. licensed healthcare professional will work with you to find the best treatment plan, and if medication is appropriate, so be it. Go to GetRoman.com/Terry now. You'll get $15 off your first month. It really is time to take care of your ED, i.e., erectile dysfunction. And remember, get started today and you'll save $15 on your first order of ED treatment. GetRoman.com. They should hire me to sing their jingle. Caller, you're on the air.
I know why you're here, Carnation.
Oh, yes? Why am I here, oh mysterious one?
You best leave this place.
Oh, really?
Cheat! Did you not vet these calls?
Okay, no, we don't have the ability here, unfortunately, remotely, because the patching system is just so...
Oh, shut your pine hole.
Actually, I'm sorry. The origin of the phrase is pie hole. It came from the settlers of Mammoth Mountain. They used to favor...
Okay, shut it. Shut it, Edna.
Anyone there?
Oh, yes, I'm here, oh wise one. And what?
Leave Bishop now. You'll be chopped up into a carnation burger and served to my...
Oh, nut jobs everywhere, America. Even in a town as lovely and mule-fueled as Bishop, California. And let's go to a commercial break. This is one carnation that will not be intimidated. Today's broadcast brought to you by Hoof Glow Nutritional Pellets. Hoof Glow, the farrier's friend. Get your equids hoofs shining like a unicorn in the moonlight with Hoof Glow. Now, new llama formula.
What the hell, man?
I don't know, Terry, but whoever that was must be the one connected to Zelon. She might be here, in Bishop.
He could be watching us, even right now. He could be anywhere. Wait a minute. Look, do you see?
Oh, Terry, it's the same man with a Hasidic beard, and he's just putting away his cell phone. It was him, I bet.
I see him. I see him.
OMG, Terry, he's even got blood on his shirt.
Oh, God. Wait. I have an idea. Bring us back on.
And we're back, Edna. Okay, one of my favorite of your books is, right here. Phantom Prospector, The Ghost of Mine 99. Could you read to us all, please, from starting with chapter 7, There's Gold in Them Thar Chills? You could just start reading and under no circumstances stop until I tell you to stop. Just begin reading now.
You want me to...
I just start reading. Chapter 7, go.
There are a lot of noises in a mine, but none worse than the screams of a miner who has lost his legs, who continues to scream to no avail.
Terry, no!
Let go, Cheat. If he's connected to Zilan, I've got to find out. If you don't hear back from me in an hour, you can have my mini-fridge. I felt like Jason Bourne in that high desert. There I was, following that bearded stalker, the potential kidnapper of my dear Zilan, like a spy who had been given secret powers in a lab and whose sequels were increasingly bad. As I approached, the strange, mysterious Western man looked shiftily around, then headed off toward some unknown destination. I pursued stealthily. My senses were heightened, my pulse racing, my heart palpitating, a thin veil of sweat coating my forehead and neck, a slight tumescence of my genitalia, like a great ape might feel as he chased Diane Fossey down a Rwandan mountainside. Finally, I saw the miscreant slip into the side door of a big old dilapidated barn. Was this where Zilan was being held? Could this self-same barn hold clues to my future? Did it hold multiple corpses, as so often portrayed in my favorite television program, NCIS New Orleans, starring the grossly underappreciated Scott Bakula? Or was it simply an outbuilding filled with farm equipment? Only one way to find out. Crack open the back door and peer in.
Hold it right there, Carnation.
Ah! Put the gun down, mysterious Western man. I mean you no harm. You can have her. Take her. Take her, really. She means nothing to me anymore. Nothing.
Her? Who are you talking about?
Nothing? What? Oh, wait a minute. What is all this? What is going on here? All around me in this barn, so gruesome. The bodies. The carnage. Murderer!
Murderer? What are you talking about, Carnation? Them be mules. Mule carcasses. Let me tell you something right here. I knew you came up here to find me out. I knew the great Terry Carnation was on to me. Listen to all your shows. I knows how smart you are. That's why I tried to buck you out of town.
This is, oddly enough, starting to feel like an episode of Scooby-Doo.
Don't know what that is, but I does know you can't tell no one about these here burgers.
Okay, I'm not sure we're speaking the same language. Like, as in literally, the English language. And why are there dead mules hanging everywhere? Oh, dear God, the stench.
Burgers! Oh. Burgers! Oh. All orangey!
Wait a minute. You mean... No. These mule carcasses are being made into burgers? Oh, all those Bishop burgers are actually mule meat? Oh, God!
Oh, please! You can't tell! No man!
Silent Green is mule!
Okay, here. Take this. Take it all. Just leave
me alone. Why are you giving me...
alone?
What is this? This is $380.
Don't tell no one, please. This be my only income.
My good fellow, what a man does in the privacy of his own barn is his business, I say. And what the good people of Bishop, California don't know won't hurt him, I say.
And I also say goodbye, my strange bearded friend. Thank you for not shooting me, and thank you for not having my wife as a hostage. I will be exiting this barn right now with your $380, and I will not tell a soul of what I have seen today. I swear this upon my very soul. Oh, and I'm sorry about the vomit. And that may be the only lie I have ever told. As right here and now I've related to you, dear listener, the strange but true story of the Mule Burgers of Bishop, California. Carnation out.
Dark Air with Terry Carnation was created by Rainn Wilson and Aaron Lee and is produced by Tom Harp and Chris Kelly. Starring Rainn Wilson as Terry Carnation, Karin Soni as Jeet, Al Madrigal as Al, Yvette Nicole Brown as Dr. Lizzie, Aaron Lee as Dr. Kesden, and Jennifer McLean as Veronica. Theme songs composed by Marcus Mosscat. Dark Air with Terry Carnation is brought to you by Imperial Mammoth, Audio Boom, and Kelly & Kelly. For a full list of credits, head to terrycarnation.com/credits.